Some time ago, I believe we spent some time on the subject that we receive not because we ask not. And I'd like to revisit that subject from a little different angle tonight and encourage myself to seek to find. Seek to find. Seeking with purpose. Seek to find. And tonight, I'd like to, I hope everybody's alert, awake, ready to participate. I'd like to start by listing the fruit of the Spirit on the board, and if possible, without opening your Bible. We'll just go ahead and write down what the fruit of the Spirit is that's outlined in Galatians. What is the fruit of the Spirit? All right. Love, joy, peace, long suffering,
gentleness.
That's a long word, long suffering. Someone say gentleness. What else?
Meekness.
Meekness. Goodness. I think there's nine. We must be getting close. Temperance, right? Isn't that one of them?
Patience.
Is patience the last one we're missing?
Faith.
Faith. That's it. Patience is a good one. And faith. Fruit of the Spirit. Love. This embodies the Spirit of God. This is who Jesus is. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance, patience. I don't know if you can read my handwriting. I wrote description of you. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness. How you feel about that? Does it make you feel comfortable? Is everybody at ease?
Got some
work. Got some work to do. That's kind of how I feel. I have a little bit of work to do. Maybe there's... Pardon? Said it right for all of us. Maybe a little work to do. Maybe this causes us to feel a little bit of healthy discomfort. Maybe. I know it does me. Maybe you read that and you feel like, that's what I want to define me. I have a vision of this for myself. Maybe we look at this and we start to feel discouraged. We can feel that way too. But when I read that and I look at that, I too, Brother Glenn, I feel I feel like there's a little bit of work for me to do in my own life. Well, if we're not comfortable with this, if we don't have 100% comfort level with that, what should we do? What should we do? Try to get there. All right, what else? Ask for it. Ask for it.
Cry out the more.
We read that story this morning. Cry out the more. Don't stop. Don't give in. Cry out the more.
Seek.
Okay. What do we do? That was what should we do. What do we do? When you come face to face with this, what do we do?
I have found that the Lord allows things to come that helps me put these things in practice. And if I'm not prayed up, I might be lacking. But if we pray up, ask the Lord to help us, He'll send some things to help us to grow in those areas. But my challenge has been to recognize it.
Is what?
Recognize.
To recognize it.
How the Lord is working with me and let Him work. Created
everyone makes us feel discouraged when we see ourselves in the mirror that we're not there. But the Lord gives us, if we will look to Him like Aunt Connie said, He will give us hope that I'll help you get there.
Do you think that too often we resign ourselves to the gap that exists between where we are and these things? I remember looking at these one day, and it was starting to get a little discouraging because I just wanted to find one of them that I felt like I was there. And I didn't feel like I found any of them where I was there, where I had arrived. And that can be a little discouraging if we let it. But sometimes when we recognize that gap between where we're living and what this says is the fruit of the Spirit, sometimes it's really easy to resign ourselves and say, well, that's just the way that it is. That's how I am. That's how I was born. I've tried. I've done everything that I know to do. We talked a little bit about that this morning. And I'm probably not going to get any further. And I think also that the enemy likes to put us into buckets. I think sometimes we do that too. I think it's a natural tendency of ourselves to put ourselves into a bucket. But I know the enemy likes to. We see this, and then he has all kinds of things to put in front of us to say, well, you're this. He likes to put us into all kinds of buckets. So I'm going to draw some buckets. And I was thinking about some of these buckets. And they have handles on them too, because we like to carry them around. Like, you know, you're always discouraged. That's just how you are. Just deal with it. You see that you don't come up to where these things are and you start to feel discouraged. You want to do better. But then it's like, no, you live a life and you're always going to be discouraged. So just carry this bucket of discouragement around with you. That is just what is going to define you, is discouragement. The enemy likes to let us carry that one around. He also... You ever feel empty? Haven't we all experienced emptiness for all kinds of different reasons? And we look at these things and we want them for our own lives, and then we consider where we are in our life, and we can just feel empty. It's like, I don't feel like I have anything. And the enemy likes to say, you're just an empty person. Just carry that bucket around. You're going to feel empty for the rest of your life. He also likes this one. You know that there are some people who always feel like they're the victim. No matter what goes wrong in your life, it's somebody else's fault. If something's not right, well, it's because so-and-so did this. We always have a reason for why we're not where we should be. And people can go through life always feeling like they're being victimized. Some people have a suspicious nature. And a group of people are talking over there, and you just know they must be talking about you. You're the victim again. And they're probably talking bad about you. They probably don't like you. There are people that are just suspicious that way, where it's always feeling like they're being victimized some way, somehow. And the enemy would like you to feel that way. What else?
Useless or a failure?
I want to make a little list over here. Failure. Useless. Probably can't read all of that chicken scratch. What else?
Inferior.
I had another one I want to put here. Immaterial. Immaterial. You're not worth much. You're just you. Other people are better than you are. You have more. Everybody else has more to offer than you. You're just taking up space. You really don't have talents that are that 5-talent level. You're just a 1-talent person. And everybody can do everything better than you. You don't make a big difference to anything. You know, the devil would like you to carry that bucket around. You're just a loser. Everything you put your mind to, you just fail. And if the enemy can get us to do this, we'll carry these buckets around with us through life. We'll look at this and say, that's what I want to be, but that's not where I am. And then we have all kinds of thoughts like this. You're useless, you're inferior, you're a failure. I'm discouraged, I'm perpetually discouraged. I feel empty, maybe I'm a victim, I'm a loser. I don't matter that much. I'm immaterial. Do any of these sound familiar? Can you relate to any of this? I can. It sounds familiar. And you probably saw this. This doesn't spell Jesus. That spells the devil. That's the enemy of our soul. The Lord wants to have nothing to do with these buckets except take the handles off of them so that you can't carry these around, or help you empty these buckets out of these things so that He can put something in it like that that's worthwhile. But it is hard to bear that kind of fruit when we're willing to carry these kind of things around with us. It's hard to get there. That doesn't spell Jesus. And these things can consume our minds and our hearts. They can consume us. They're not helpful at all. I think sometimes maybe all of us, sometimes we find a sense of security hauling these things around with us. It's like you try to put it down and before you know it, you want to pick it back up. We can't hardly let some of these things go. We don't like it. We don't like to feel this way, but we don't know what life can be without it, so we take it on. And it's like, no, that's me. I know me, that's me. And so we carry these sorts of things around. And I think that probably all of us here in some areas can be tempted to do that, to carry these things around when we shouldn't be carrying them around. We spoke of this maybe last time a little bit. If you aim at the absence of these fruits, you will hit your target every single time. If you're not aiming at anything, you'll nail it every time. How about that we focus and be deliberate about aiming for some of these targets? I wonder what would happen if we gave ourselves to doing that. Some time back, we read the verse in James in the 4th chapter in the 2nd verse that says, "Yet ye have not because ye ask not." Sometimes that's the way that it is. We find an inadequacy, or we find a gap, we find a weakness, we find repeated failures in one of these things. We don't like ourselves because we're the antithesis of what some of this speaks to. But then we resign ourselves to it and we just go on living life. How about asking the Lord and just getting out on the table, "Lord, I don't have very much love in my heart." You know, we're afraid to say things like that sometimes to the Lord, because love is a foundational Christian attribute. Who wants to tell the Lord, "I don't have love in my heart"? But He wants us to. He knows who we are already. And if we sense, if we recognize, "I don't have love for people like I should. I don't have the joy in my heart. I hear about joy, but I don't ever experience joy. I know that's what we're supposed to have, but I don't ever experience joy or peace in my heart. And I'm not very long-suffering, and I'm not very gentle. And when people come and approach me about things that they're not very, they don't like about me, I'm not very easily entreated. And boy, there's some things I don't want to be tempered in. I like it. I don't want to give some of these things up." And when we recognize those things, sometimes we just live with it. And yet the Scripture tells us sometimes you don't have because you don't ask. The Lord would like us to take aim at these things specifically and ask for them and do something. Be deliberate about, "Lord, how can I better nurture the fruit of the Spirit? Lord, what can I do in my life? What can I change?" If we do the same thing every single day, we're probably going to get the same results. We receive not because we ask not. Or sometimes we ask with no belief. Have you ever done that? Have you ever asked the Lord for something half-heartedly with no expectation, with no real belief that anything is going to change, but at least you can say you asked, because that's what they say you're supposed to do? Well, you probably won't get very far. If that's the extent of the ask, that's probably about all you'll get back. But if we get down before God with a sense of urgency, and we ask because we really want, and we define those things that don't define us, define those things that are the fruit of the Spirit that don't define you in your everyday life, and you take them before God, and at the same time, you're real honest about what you're carrying around, then I think we can start to make progress. That's where the Lord wants us to get. How about sometime we agree to set some of these buckets to the side? And you can fill in what matches your bucket. But I have an idea that if we were to go around the room tonight, if you had a little bit of time to think about it, you there's probably some things you could say, this kind of defines me. This is what I carry around. This is what I feel like a lot of times. And you can define what that is. But how about for a week? How about sometime we decide, I'm going to put the bucket down by the help of the Lord. I'm going to take the handle off of it. I'm not going to carry this around this week. And I'm going to focus my time and my attention on some of these things that the Lord's talked to my heart about. You can always pick it back up if you just have to have it later in life. It probably won't go anywhere. But if we can tell the enemy and ourselves, I'm not going to carry this around this week. This week, I'm not going to give in to discouragement and feeling empty, feeling like I'm a victim, that I don't matter, that I'm a loser, I'm inferior, I'm a failure, I'm useless, I can't ever do anything right, I'm a second-rate Christian, nobody likes me. Set all of that to the side, because that's not from God, number one. Unless the way the Lord works, when He shows us these things, He always shows us how to take the step out of it. He always says, He'll show us the pit we're in, and it's not pretty, and He'll open up our eyes to these things, but then he says, listen, how about you focus emptying yourself of yourself? Empty yourself of these things and let me fill you with this. Sometimes I think that it would surprise us if we recognized how self-focused and how self-absorbed we really are. Do you know that we can be self-focused and not be defined that way? We can feel sorry for ourselves all the time because of all the things that's wrong in our lives and feel like, well, no, things are wrong. And things aren't good. And I'm not good. And I'm not capable. And I can't do anything as well as anybody else. And that's what we dwell on all the time. And then sometimes we step back. And what the Lord would like to tell us is it always about you? Does it always have to be what you aren't? How about focusing your attention on God and other people? Instead of focusing on all of these things about yourself, how about using whatever talent you have, even if it's one talent in an area, and focus on using your thoughts, your mind, your energy, and give it to things above. Not inside. Look away from yourself and look out. Look up to God. Empty yourself of yourself that He can fill you with who He is. The enemy likes to define selfishness, self being self-absorbed, self-focused. He defines it in ways that are much more reasonable, buckets that are a lot prettier to carry around. He defines it in ways that it doesn't look like it's something we would have to set down, when in reality, we can feel sorry for ourselves and go through life, and really what it is, it's all about me. Let's be challenged with that. Let's be challenged as we go into this next week, that we would be willing to be more proactive about seeking to find these things, and not seeking to hold on to these buckets while we find. But the scripture says that the disciples, when Jesus said, "Come, follow me," what did Matthew do? Jesus, all he did is he walked by Matthew and he said, "Come." What did Matthew do? Did he pick up his receipt of exchange, his desk, and haul all of it with him to follow Jesus? No, he left it. What did the disciples do? The fishermen said, "Come, follow me." Did Peter say, "Hold on just a second, let me grab my net"? Did Peter then haul his net with him as he followed Jesus? You know how many things his net would have gotten snagged on the way through all those city streets? Hold on, Jesus, this thing's getting caught up. I need to go unhook it. It is a weight, it is a hindrance. He wasn't able to haul his net with him as he was a disciple and follower of Jesus. He had to let go, even though that's what he was comfortable with. We can get really comfortable with these things, even though we don't like them. We can get comfortable with things we don't like. And it's hard to let go. And Jesus is saying, "Come, follow me." Jesus is saying, "Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened." Be willing to let go of these things. Take the handles off. Pour them out. And seek to find these things with all of your heart. And I think that if we do that, not just ask in passing, not just half-hearted, "Lord, I'd like to have more love. Please help me have more love. I'd like to have more of the fruit of the Spirit. Help me to be more gentle, Lord. I wasn't very meek yesterday, and I want to be meeker. In Jesus' name, amen." And then we get up and we reach over and we grab our buckets and we go on our way. And then tomorrow we kneel down beside our beds and we say, "Lord, please help me to be more temperate. Lord, I want to have more faith. Please help me, Lord. I can't do this on my own. In Jesus' name, amen." And we get up and we don't do anything else but go pick up our buckets and go through life again. And the Lord's saying, "Let go. Seek in a way to find these things. Look for them. Seek in a way that you're doing things to be deliberate about letting go of the things that are hindering you and finding the things that you want to find." When you play hide and seek when you were kids, you didn't just say, "Ready or not, here I come," and then you opened your eyes and then you didn't look for them. You went looking for them. You stepped away. You looked behind the bushes. You went around the house. You kept an eye out to make sure you could catch them if they ran from somewhere that you weren't expecting. You were deliberate about it. You had your heart into it. That's what the Lord wants from us. Seek to find. And I believe that if we do that, the Lord will be faithful to us. Pray for me, because I want to be true. I want to draw closer to the Lord. I too want to have more of the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Amen.